Paul, there was a lot of talk coming into this game from both sides about being eager to see how it would play out. Obviously, the way it did go into overtime. Is this a fun game to be involved with as a coach? Or?
Yeah, you're a fan of the game, too. You know, it's a lot more fun than the pucks that never get moved or the chances that never get made. You've got a nine-goal game where both goalies made some great, great saves. There's an awful lot of talent. It certainly ebbed and flowed. We had the first 6 minutes of the second. They had the last 6 minutes of the second. And there were so many pucks that didn't quite get to the net on top of the whatever it was, 86 that did. There was a lot of offense in that game.
It's been a lot of hockey, the travel in and out of Chicago for your club. How do you think your guys were able to handle it? How much of a boost does this give them?
Exceptionally well, because this was the game, not just the opponent, but the game that you're most worried about in a stretch is the coming off back-to-back the way we did. Those are both ends of that are 3 o'clock in the morning by the time you get down. And it was hard. There were some things that we can do that were difficult for us to do, like closing some gaps and killing some of their offense just with good legs and good speed. We didn't have that quite going tonight, but no quit. You know, good bench and fought hard for the win.
Your club lost some points in overtime last year, but this year you're picking up valuable extra points before the holiday season. I mean, do you point to anything, or is it when it's 3-on-3, it's just sort of a toss-up?
I think we've gotten better at it. I think that the players that we put out in the ice are a year older. I think how important Josh Morrissey's been, Patty Laine's been, and all of these guys have had a hand in some overtime success. They're older, they're better at it, and there is a different mentality. I mean, it's all about competing and winning games. That sounds so cliche, but it's not about hanging on to that extra point. Some of that pressure that I think we carried, especially early in the season, the Chicago's a perfect example. That's a good back-to-back game in my mind that we played in there, gave up a goal with 7 seconds left, and at no point on the bench did you ever feel the weight of it. Well, we've let that game slip away, so we'll just go win it in overtime. So there's lots of confidence in our room about and on the bench that overtime's a good place.
Clearly the same type of level of confidence when your club got down a goal because there was no sag, really. He'd come back pretty hard.
No, it was – I bet you we carve that game up tomorrow. We're going to find 20 solid chances by each team. So you knew it was there. I don't think either team was playing. It might have looked loose, but it wasn't on an effort issue. There's some really good offensive players on both teams, and they created some holes and seams and found plays back door that, you know, there's not every team in the league can do that.
Paul, you had said, I think, this morning that you also expected it might be a physical game because that's how each team might. I'm just looking at 51 combined hits. That's a pretty physical affair given how much offense there was as well.
I would say on the number, I didn't find it to be an overly physical game. There were some hits. I didn't think we could get to the ones we normally would make. I thought we were a half step off some of the defensive just fatigue setting in. So there was lots of bumping. We had two or three, you know, big ones, and the Lowry's line again, not running out of position to do it. They were great again tonight, physical, and that's as tough a line as you're going to find in the NHL to have to shut down, and I thought they were great.
So we maybe make something of the fact that coming into tonight, I think you guys were 0-4 against other top five teams, that small size, but that was the two Toronto games, the Nashville and the Calgary game. Does it mean anything?
You're not going to count Washington?
Oh, including yourself, though. Current top five, yeah. Washington, I think, would just be on the outside. But, I mean, so in that sense, you only play the schedule you're dealt, obviously, but can tonight's win have extra meaning in that you just beat the number one team?
Well, I don't think that we carried that necessarily that underdog feel into any of those games. Like, I don't think we were trying to prove ourselves against them, and we're not a good enough team to compete for the Stanley Cup today, and neither is anybody else in the league, right? It's what you look like 4 months from now that matters. So I didn't feel overwhelmed in any of those games at all. One of the best games we played all year, the first on back-to-back nights, the first 50 minutes in Toronto, we were a real good hockey team. So there wasn't any of that. I was concerned about our legs coming into this game. And I don't think it was easy for them, and they pushed real hard to do it. And we got some really fine performances that'll go unnoticed because they didn't end up in the back of the net, but block shots. I mean, Josh Morrissey's stick alone was worth watching that game over. Some really good performances.
It was a 5-4 game, and you mentioned all the chances. The goaltenders also played a pretty big role in that game, didn't they?
Well, they were the story, because if either one of them's a half step off, you're losing that game, right? So I think that Connor had more traffic, small area tip plays that he couldn't. It would have been very difficult to get a handle on to make that a clean game. I thought he had a little more chaos in front of him on some tips, and then they got some good seam shots off that he got over on and made some pretty good saves too, and the only buff in the right down the pipe in the first period. There was a number of those really high end chances too.
Is that the way it's going to look for a team to be able to beat Tampa? Is it possible to shut them down defensively, or do you have to try to?
I think both teams can. I don't know. I don't think we had a choice to shut them down today. I don't think we had it in the tank. I think you burn a lot more defensively than you do offensively because you're grinding. So I don't think it wasn't that we weren't. I just don't think we had the push that you need to shut a team with that much offense and that much quickness. You're going to have to be fresh and ready, and it's going to have to at least be even. I thought we were behind it in that department, but I'm not willing yet to admit that the numbers were lopsided in the offense department. I think it was pretty darn even. We had it to very even by the end of the game. So we can be a better defensive team, but it's not out of lack of will or casualness tonight. I don't think we had it in the tank to be that. But so we needed some people too, and then so Adam Lowry was, right? His line was Morrissey and Trouba again were really, really good in that department.
You mentioned fatigue a couple of times. I'm wondering
would
what
would not have said a word, by the way, about it if we had lost the game.
I'm wondering what it says about Mark Scheifele that after a minute and a half shift to open the OT, he's still bearing down and scoring at another overtime winner. Yeah. What are you seeing from him right now?
Just for those guys, Wheeler, they have incredible recovery. They're exceptionally fit, man, so they look a little – anybody's tired after 40 seconds on an overtime, you're tired, right? But their ability back on the bench, they're both kind of checking their shoulder, seeing if they're going back out right away. You know, those two guys have just been dominant for them, playing them more than I'd probably love to or even like to, but it's working.
And then another one of the goals that I kind of want to ask about, scoring kind of while soaring there from Nick Ehlers diving to finish that play. What did you see on that looking at the
game? Not much. I was getting another lineup. Five guys were standing up and missed the replay. So I haven't there's pieces of the game behind the bench that you miss. That's why we're all staring at the monitors at the bottom because the whole – I don't know how right wingers played in the offensive zone here for two periods for the last 5 years. Like, I got to go back and watch it. You can't see anything and get to the playoffs and some guy with the cameras hanging over, you can't even see their goalie. So I missed some of it.
When you talk about fatigue and so a shutdown kind of game not being an option, it sounds like you're saying, you know, we found another way to win. How confident are you in this team? Because you've won all sorts of different ways, unorthodox ways so far this season. How confident are you in this team to be able to just play the game pretty much any way they need to play?
Yeah, I think we got enough weapons that we're going to generate for the most part. And we were shut out in St. Louis, but we're comfortable with our offensive content in that game. We're not looking to run and gun with that team. I think we were sitting fourth goals against per game coming into the league. That's a quiet strength of ours. I mean, we think we can be a real good defensive team here. I just didn't think that we had. To be a real good defensive team, you have to skate very well. You've got to close gaps, and you've got to be able to be physical. What they're good at is almost identical to what we're good at is offensive zone time. And in order to stop that, you've got to get somebody into the wall. You've got to be able to get to them early enough before they can start arcing into the middle of the ice and activating those D down. We were late on a bunch of it. It wasn't a lack of will. It was just they didn't have the power to get out to the walls to get the cycle stopped. Much like we looked in the first part of that second period, I thought we were spending quite a bit of time in there. And it's not a whole lot of different styles, but if you've in this league, you're going to have your – you know, I was listening to John – talk last week about schedule losses where it just sits on your schedule, it's coming and that's going to be a real tough game for you to win. I think our last two have been that very difficult to win, and we found a way, which is I guess another cliche for you just compete as long as hard as you possibly can and good things will happen.